Our guest today is the co-founder of Formlabs, Max Lebovsky, joins us. One of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns to date, the Formlabs 3D printer. It's right behind him, the brand new model. Max, welcome to Triangulation.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. You started at MIT's famed Media Lab many moons ago, like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. just as I finished up at the Media Lab, I started Formlabs. That was my last job.
When you went to MIT, did you think that you were going to be doing 3D printing? What were your interests at the time when you began?
Well, actually, before that, I was at Cornell University as an undergrad, and I was working on one of the first open source desktop 3D printers. It was a project called the Fab at Home.
Oh, great.
So
great.
I was kind of into this whole desktop 3D printing thing from the beginning.
Did it start in high school? When did it begin?
I guess I started working on it in undergrad at Cornell.
Yeah.
I'd known about 3D printers before then. I remember my father brought home a part when I was like probably 7 or 8 from one of the first 3D printers that ever existed. But yeah, I started working on it in undergrad.
You come by it honestly. What did your dad do?
He was an engineer at Honeywell at the time, and they were prototyping a new type of water turbine, actually.
And printing it in a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's happening here, because 3D printers have been around in industrial design for a long time, but they've been big, they've been expensive. What we're seeing now is desktop printing, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you liken it to the revolution that personal computing went through when it went from big honking computers that no one could get access to except the priesthood and to the desktop computer? Is it that kind of transformation?
Yeah. A few people have tried to make that analogy, and I think they're, without, you know, trying to draw it too closely, I think there's a lot of things you could learn by looking at it that way. Because at, say, you know, in the 60s and 70s, computers were mainly these really big mainframes operated by professionals and used by big businesses for very important stuff, but only a few of the applications that could have benefited from it were able to because of the cost and accessibility. And then people started working on making them more accessible, and that's when the explosion really happened.
What happened to Fab at Home? Is it still around?
It's still going. It's still going in some form, but I think those early projects sort of were more important in inspiring people. And today, most of the technology development is being done by companies like ours.
Building the community around it so that you could then go ahead and start making products out of it.